Channel. This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. And the discussion today is focusing on strength training during both hours. During the first hour, we're joined by Nick Tuminello to talk about his new book, Strength Training for Fat Loss. Then we're going to change it up and do an episode of the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. And we're going to be joined by Melissa Brown. Remember last show that Coach Wade and I did? We got a lot of heat from the ladies in the strength community saying that there's a bumper crop of strong, sexy women competing nowadays. A lot of the women didn't like the idea that we used the word sexy. Some of them didn't care. Some of them enjoyed it. So we're going to get a girl's perspective on this a little bit later in the show. Just want to remind everybody, Age Force is introducing their new allergy relief patch. You slap a patch on, it works for 24 hours. You can get a 40% savings by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Age Force banner ad, and using the coupon code SHRallergy. So check that out. Nick Tuminello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Okay, so the thing I really like about this book right from the get-go is in the introduction. And, you know, in the first paragraph, you point out most books about fat loss are focused on diet. Diet books are generally focused on fads that come and go. But this book is focused on principles that are both scientifically proven, but also anecdotally proven. But the thing that you say in that first paragraph is that these strategies require consistency and hard work. Isn't that counter to what the average person wants today? Doesn't the average person want to believe? And keep in mind, I use the word believe specifically because we know it doesn't work. Wants to believe that if they just eat this food for 10 days, they're going to lose 10 pounds. Or if they take that pill for 30 days, they're going to lose 20 pounds. Don't they want to believe that?
Well, yeah, there's lots of things they want to believe. I'd want to believe that, someone might deliver me a Ferrari tomorrow because they thought I was a cool person.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things I want to believe, but I think what we all really want to believe when we get down to it is none of us want to have beliefs that are false, you see, and that's being serious now. So what's comfortable, what's nice to believe, and what we need to believe are two different things. And I have never met a person in reality who wants to believe something that is false and is going to cause them to squander their time or to point them in the wrong direction. And in this case, this is something that needs to be spoken right off the bat and needs to be made crystal clear.
Well, this is a really important point, and I'll tell you why. Most people jump from one thing to another because they don't believe that it's going to work. And if they don't see unrealistic expectations come true, they give up. This is where the word consistency really plays a large role. Most people would see some progress if they were consistent long enough. But most people believe the things they see on TV and in magazine ads that, oh, this person lost 30 pounds in 30 days, and they'd expect to do the same thing. And because they don't believe in the program they're using, when they don't see a pound a day of loss right away, they switch to something else. Meanwhile, they could have had success with that program had they been consistent long enough, right?
For sure. Well, the fitness industry is one of the only industries where people continue to buy into a flawed thought process, a flawed rationale, whatever you, a flawed methodology, And then when it does not work for them, and they don't even stick with it long enough to even to kind of outwork the flaws, and even and when you put those two together and then they don't work, guess who they blame? They don't blame the people who put the flawed promises, the false promises out there. They blame themselves. So, and then they just continue to cycle back and forth. But there's also something to say about the novelty aspect of things, and also about people playing into, marketing playing into what you mentioned earlier about, you know, what people want to believe. So, sure, that may sell product and things in the shorter term and whatnot, but you notice those products all come and go very quickly for that reason, because they don't have any credibility for that reason. So, sure, it may be a little slower, a little harder road to talk about the truth, but that certainly does keep you around a lot longer, and people eventually do come around after they've bounced back and forth three or four times. They say, okay, what is a consistent pattern here in all my bouncing back and forth? Well, big promises, little science, and lack of consistency. So eventually it starts to come around, and then they can resonate better with a book like mine.
This book is really focusing on women, correct?
Aside from a female being on the cover, I can't say there's anything in the book that is not unisex, because there really is no such thing as man exercises or woman exercises. There are simply exercises. That being said, there's certainly more females than guys who, number one, are more open to trying new things. You know, we all know the same guy who's been doing the same workout for 25 years,
right,
you know, in the gym and carries the same gym bag and wears the same gym gear. So women are certainly a little bit more open to trying different things in that regard. But aside from it being about fat loss more than being about muscle building, you know, getting as big as possible, which you could say is probably more guys are after that than females. It's a very unisex book.
But clearly women tend to be the ones that are looking for fat loss in this day and age. When we look at the diet industry, they really do focus on women because they're the ones who say, you know, oh, I'm not going to eat for a week. I just can't lose any weight. And so they're the ones that would benefit from this more than anybody else. With that being the case, let's just focus on women for a second.
Sure.
You've got people out there like Tracy Anderson who are telling women that they shouldn't be lifting more than a 2-pound dumbbell. And clearly she does not look like a healthy specimen, in my humble opinion. I'm not picking on her. I'm just saying. So you've got these people out there who are professing to women that they shouldn't be lifting any kind of weight per se. And then you also have, an image of women out there being frail and soft that more muscular women have to cut against. So do you think that, and I understand you're saying fat loss, but do you think that women will look at this book and think, oh, I'm going to get big and bulky from this routine?
Well, hey, who's to say what certain people are going to think? You know, there's lots of myths and misconceptions out there from things like products you were talking about. So yeah, people can think lots of things, and it's unfortunate if they are under those false impressions. And but I guess I think what you're really getting at is the fact that, you know, we have so many of these training myths out there, and what she's talking about the whole concept of, you know, don't lift weights more than 3 pounds because you're going to get bulky. It has nothing to do with my opinion versus her opinion, or her opinion versus your opinion, or all this opinions. And I think this is where a lot of people's confusion lies, because we all just look the same to them. And, oh, well, here's one fitness expert that says this, and this other fitness expert that says this. And so they just don't know what they're talking about, and, you know, I don't know who to believe, and blah, 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 blah. And it looks like egos on the outside.
Right, right.
So the argument here is really to make it clear to people, we have to look at what is scientific and physiologically a truth. So when we take opinions out of it and look at the function of the human body, what we know is, number one, the principle of progressive overload. Anybody can go on Google and, you know, look at that. It's been talked about since Joe Weider and Arnold, and it's a very proven principle. It's just simply the fact that you don't give your muscles a chance to get stronger unless you give them a stimulus that challenges their current levels of strength, right? So if you're doing things that are below a lot of the weight that you're doing in your normal activities, 3 pounds, like David Tell has a joke. He says, what are you lifting 3 pound dumbbells for? You're trying to prepare to open your mail. You know, it's kind of a,
right.
a joke. So you're not going to stimulate anything at that point. That's just a physiological fact. So another physiological fact is that women have anywhere from, you know, 10 to 100 times less testosterone than men, because testosterone levels are, you know, vary drastically within males. So they, and that is, of course, what you need to really become muscle bound. So even men who have the hormonal, who are in the hormonal position to put on muscle, work out for years and years and years and years and years and lots of sweat, lots of hours in the gym, and still have a difficult time putting on a few pounds of muscle, you know, per year. So
right.
the fact that women, that this is said, is just downright absurd.
Right.
It's downright absurd.
I've even said that on the show. I've said, you know, women who are worried about getting bulky, go ahead and try. go ahead and try to put on the kind of muscle that you're afraid to put on. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and I actually just saw a video of some guy. I was at a conference, and one of the presenters shoot a guy on YouTube, and he was having a rant, and he was talking about this very thing, and it was funny what he said when he has female clients. Oh, well, you don't know me. I do get bulky. You know, we've all heard that one before.
Yeah.
A trainer. No, I'm different. I'm special. And he says, when he tells him, he says, look, go home, find me a picture of yourself where you can bring it in, where you just go, oh, I'm so, look how huge and jacked I was. I could have got on a bodybuilding stage. He says, of course, it never happens.
Right.
So, but really, we can kind of, you know, soapbox and things, but I also want to give some people some benefit of practical and put this in the real world application.
Well, so we're going to do that. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, okay? And then we're going to get into the actual book itself. We're going to talk about the book itself. Now, for those of you who want to check out the book, go to superhumanradio.com, and it's prominently displayed at the very, very bottom of the homepage. You'll see a very large banner with Nick's picture on it. It says Strength Training for Fat Loss, and you can buy the book there. It's available both in soft cover and Kindle versions. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll return with more Nick Tumminello. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive, Roundup is expensive, the pesticides are expensive, and you use more and more and more, and now to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner. Banner ad today. Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10%
20% off today.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Nick Tumminello about his new book, Strength Training for Fat Loss, which seems counterintuitive, right? So,
yeah.
Talk about the book now. So, what makes this book different than some of the other books out there that are promising people fat loss?
Okay. Well, I want to make one quick point before we went to commercial. We were talking about women and strength training and getting bulky and all those typical myths. So I just want to clarify one thing real quick.
Sure.
When women talk about toning, shaping, their glutes, let's say, their shoulders, you know, and they use all these terminologies, what they're really talking about is muscle. Because muscle only has one way to develop. It either stays the same, atrophies, which you lose muscle, which gives you a flatter looking rear end and, you know, flatter, less sculpted looking shoulders, or you build the muscle, right? It hypertrophies. And when a woman talks about sculpting her glutes, she's talking about lifting and tightening up her glutes. That's no different than a man saying, I want to build my biceps. You could just plug in the word sculpting. It's two different terminologies, very sex-specific terminologies, but they really mean the same thing. So a man can't sculpt his biceps and make his biceps more perky, to use female terminologies, without building his bicep muscles. So there's no way one can elevate their glutes and sculpt their glutes without building muscle in the glutes. So it's as simple as that. So hopefully that kind of annihilates that whole concept of, I don't want to get bulky, but I want to tone.
Right, right, absolutely. Let's talk about the book now. What is different about this book than other books out there? Why is this book going to allow people more success in getting lean? And let's face it, that's really the objective here. It's to get lean.
Sure, sure. Well, the first thing I will say is, you have to talk about who is it for. You asked me, is it specifically targeted to women? It's not specifically targeted to women, sure. Certainly more women are going to go after it than men by the subject matter. But it is targeted towards the current exercise enthusiast. It's not definitely not designed for like the obese, like we'd call the weight loss population, you know? And the reason being is because there's a big gap between people who are actually exercising and eating okay, not necessarily, you know, eating in a to get to a physique competition, but we'll say we eat well and okay. And then we all tend to hit a plateau, right? So everything else that we look at that's for fat loss is normally for the obese population. But what about everybody in the middle who are still exercising, but we want to fine-tune our workout so it helps us drop that last 10 pounds or that 20 pounds that we just can't seem to get off from doing the same amount of cardio and the same types of weight training workouts and things of that nature. So that's who it's for. And in regards to what makes it unique, well, it's based off of, in regards to the training aspect of it, training and diet, it's based off of what I call the three C's of metabolic strength training. That's circuits, combinations, and complexes. And really what they're based off of is principles of making the workout as metabolically demanding as possible, meaning elevating your metabolism as much as possible, greater than just typical bodybuilding type weight training. Not only during the session, but post the workout, as we know, and I lay out the principles in the book as why, it's not just opinion, but we know that one of the principles, obviously, intensity, and you know, intense workouts can elevate your metabolism for up to 2 days post the workout. So in regards from a nutrition standpoint, fat loss starts and ends with nutrition. You have to be in a caloric deficit if you want to lose fat. That may spike some people's skepticism, because there's a lot of talk right now about, you know, carbs versus calories, and there's a lot of supposed experts out there that are demonizing carbohydrates and whatnot. I don't care what they say. This is not up for debate. The science is crystal, crystal clear. Stories don't matter. Convincing arguments don't matter. It's only what the evidence says. And the evidence is overwhelming when we look at diets that emphasize different macronutrient emphasis. So some, you know, a higher carb diet versus a medium carb diet.
Right.
All of them result in meaningful fat loss when the calories are controlled and the person doing the diet ends up in a caloric deficit, meaning they're burning more calories than they consume. And I can overwhelm you with scientific references if called upon. And I've written other articles.
So what you're saying is it really doesn't matter what you eat as long as you are in a caloric deficit.
So that's a great question, and that's one of the typical arguments that goes against that. Oh, well, what are you saying, that I should just eat, you know, 5 Snickers bars and I'll be okay?
Yeah, because that's the point, because we know that there's good research from Keckwick and Pawan from the 40s, where they took isocaloric diets, 2,000 calories, and 80% of the diet had to be made up of either protein, carbohydrates, or fats. And we saw what happened there. So clearly there is some additional comments that have to be made, right?
Absolutely, and that's why we have these conversations. And that's the thing that people tend to jump in. That's what we would call a straw man. And I know what you wanted to go down that road, but a lot of people go, oh, well, that can't be right, because, you know, if you give me, and I actually say this in the book, if we took myself and a clone of myself, let's say, and let's say 2,500 calories is, you know, enough for me to keep a balance. All right. So then you give both myself and my clone do the exact same activities. Everything is the same, except one of us consumes 2,500 calories of nothing but fruits, vegetables, lean meats, and fish, right? And the other only can eat fast food and
sugar,
ice cream, and candy,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You know, so, well, what happens at the end? Well, because we all know there's a term called empty calories, that means some calories are more nutrient-dense than others. Now, from a weight loss perspective, both of us, myself and my clone, can definitely lose weight because we'd be in a caloric deficit. But from a health perspective, in regards to digestion, sleep quality, skin quality, all the things that you need vitamins and minerals for, you're certainly going to have a healthier individual in the person that ate the more whole foods, as we say.
Well, but there is also the chance that if insulin is spiked enough on the crappier diet, that person may actually gain body fat in the process of eating the same caloric intake as its clone. Even though it may be in some form of a caloric deficit. That's what was seen in Keckwick and Pawan's research in the 40s that nobody even pays attention to anymore. So, I mean, the individuals that were eating strictly carbohydrates were the only group, and they were eating starchy carbs, the only group that actually gained weight. The other two groups lost weight, lost body fat.
Yeah. So, This is something that's been around for a while, and it's getting, you know, it's...
Yeah, and it's not worth splitting hairs about. The truth of the matter is, if you're not eating healthy food, and I can't even use the word healthy. When I use it, I want to stop myself, because the word healthy and the word eat right have been hijacked and are meaningless today. They're meaningless. You ask one person what eating right is, and they think eating grains all day is eating right. So I guess for best clarification, I like to say eating an ancestral diet, a diet rich in foods that were available before industrialization of the food supply. Foods that are not processed, don't come in a package. Someone else didn't prepare them, and there's a picture on a box of what they should look like when they come out. Those are the foods that you should not be eating. So let's just say that. You're clearly going to end up with better results. You may still end up with good results choosing the wrong foods. However, you'll end up with better results. And let's face it, if you're going to go to the buffet, pick up a plate and eat something, you may as well eat the right things, make the right choices. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't disagree with you. I mean, if you want to talk a bit about the carbs versus calories thing, we can get into it. But let me just say this first, just so anybody who's listening going, oh, Nick and Carl are going to go back and forth, and now who's right with this one? Again, it's just another expert who's right, who's wrong, I don't know what to do kind of thing. So let's just talk about what the common ground is to make sure everybody's clear about that.
Right.
You want to emphasize quality proteins,
right,
fruits and vegetables, all right? So
right,
that I agree with you. Minimize refined foods. Minimize simple sugars, minimize alcohol. But I don't like to necessarily get, this is me personally now, I don't necessarily like to have people put kind of moral standings on foods as bad or good. You know, we like to say that if you eat a lot of certain things, you could have a bad diet, but eating one thing that you like every once in a while that might not be very
right,
nutrient dense is not going to kill you. So what I talk about in the book is the 85-15. If you're eating four meals a day, and you eat 85% of the time the way the way you and I are just talking about, where your meals are primarily made up of, you know, lean proteins, fruits and vegetables, you know, that kind of stuff, then 15% of the time, you know, eat what you want. That's how moderation works.
Right.
And that's another thing that we've gotten away from is, and it's because it's too simple to be sexy, is everything's got to be extreme. It's either I got to cut all this out, you know what I mean? Carbs are bad, or this is bad. So it's not, it's just the too much of that. And what that does, from what we know from behavior models, is when you restrict anything that you like very much, you're never going to win with it. So you have to find some sort of moderation. You know, do as little as you can to get the result that you desire. So I just wanted to make sure we clarified that first, and I do not undermine, again, with the clarity that carbohydrates are the calories thing. I absolutely emphasize that quality first. And in fact, what I say in the book, and I say this all the time, is if you emphasize the quality of your food, then most of the time, you don't end up needing to count calories, which we all know is a pain in the you-know-what.
Right.
Because higher quality foods, and when I say higher quality foods, fruits, vegetables, tend to be lower in calories anyway than the things that you're talking about, you know, candy and fast food.
Right.
So you end up, and then when we add in the thermic effect of food, as you know, like protein burns
sure,
more calories through
digestion.
And the
satiety effects of fats, which keep you from getting hungry sooner. You add all these things in, you don't have to monitor
protein,
calories, because you probably won't even be able to eat all the food you want to eat in a day.
Yeah, yeah. You said fat. You mean the satiety effects of protein?
No. Satiety effects of fat as well. Fat has profound effects on improving satiety. You eat fat and you're not hungry as quickly. I mean, so protein as well. Don't get me wrong.
But fat
clearly has a very, very strong, and the reason I emphasize fat is because so many people are afraid of fat today.
Well, yeah, that's the typical extremes of, but it, you know, it's gone in the other direction and it's starting to come back into balance. You know, it went from don't eat any fat to eat all the fat you want, and you know that, you know, if you eat a lot of fat, then fat has, you know, more calories than protein or carbohydrates per gram, so it's easier to be in a caloric surplus and easier to put on weight. So again, moderation, you know, and that's,
you know,
really,
you know,
it's
funny,
we have to emphasize.
We have to take a break, but do you know, Nick, this discussion we are having right now has been going on since man recorded his thoughts. There's a verse in Romans 14 1-23 that speaks about the argument between the vegan and the meat eater. That when they talk about, don't pass, it says, one person believes he may eat anything while the weak person eats only vegetables. Now think about this. Back then they were saying that weak people were vegetarians. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. The point here is this. I'm not into the Bible. But what I am saying is, since recorded history, people have been having this argument of what's right to eat and what's not right to eat. Think about that. And we're still doing it today. It's amazing,
sure.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, did you say you had to go to a commercial? Or
yeah, we're going to go to a commercial. Right. And when we come back, I want to get deeper into the book. I want to get off of this and start talking about what people will learn in the book. We're talking with Nick Tumminello. The book is called Strength Training for Fat Loss. You can get it by going to superhumanradio.com. It's right there at the bottom of the homepage. It's available both in soft cover and Kindle. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all.
We're talking with Nick Tumminello about his new book, Strength Training for Fat Loss. Counterintuitive. Strength training for fat loss. Most people think they have to starve themselves and do hours and hours of cardio for fat loss. Well, guess what? Strength training for fat loss. Nick, did you want to say something when we went into the break there about the comment about how long we've been having these debates about what we should eat?
Yeah, I'll just say two things, and then we'll get off the topic. So it's a good discussion. You had mentioned, you know, all this is a conversation, or, you know, disagreements have been, these certain types of disagreements have been going on for as long as man has been, you know, recording their thoughts and whatnot. And it's a great point, and I just wanted to make the point that that's one of the importance of looking at evidence. And I'm not saying that the everyday consumer needs to start becoming a scientist, but, you know, it just goes to show the point that you can have a convincing sounding argument, and lots of people do, and not necessarily have truth, right?
Which right.
is why, if it was, then we wouldn't have fad diets coming in and out, like clothing styles. So it's important to look at not what this or that person says, is what the evidence says. And that's really what I was trying to.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Is trying to emphasize. So, you know, and, you know, in regards to, you know, the carbohydrate thing, like I said, we just based on the evidence, and I don't disagree with you. Carbohydrates, just to quick explain, elevate your insulin. When your insulin is elevated, it's easier, you know, you're easier for body to store fat, essentially, to make it as simple as possible.
Right.
The issue is, if you're still in a deficit, your body will still dig into that stored fat as energy if it needs it later in the day. Actually, my friend Marie Spano, who's a dietitian, just wrote a great article about that in a fitness magazine, called What Makes Us Fat, Calories Versus Carbs.
Right.
And she's well referenced, and she concludes, she uses that, talks about the insulin stuff, but she's, you know, that's her analogy, and she says the clear evidence is for calories. But again, nobody's undermining that quality matters, nutrient density of calories.
Okay.
So, and I say that to bridge the gap into this, you know, the strength training for fat loss, as you talked about, it's counterintuitive. One of the biggest questions I get from fitness professionals who look at the research, they go, well, Nick, we know that when compared, and I actually talk about this in the book, when there's studies done comparing, looking at fat loss, comparing a cardio intervention, which is, you know, people put them on a cardio workout,
right.
and another group does a strength training workout, and another group does a combination. There was one study in particular that came out recently, found that the group that did the cardio did better than the group that did strength training, and the group
I know the studies you're talking about. That's because they looked exclusively at what the scale did. They didn't look at lean body mass acquisition while losing fat mass.
That's one good, and I'll add another one. So someone could easily say, well, so you're, you know, there, that disproves your book right there. And of course, that'd be judging a book by its cover. And like I said, I talk about this. Well, the first thing we got to look at is what we know is that cardio burns more calories than strength training, correct? Of course. So, sure, if you're looking at a short time frame, and you're right as well, they're looking at the scale, weight loss versus fat loss, right?
Right.
The scale doesn't know muscle versus bone weight versus water weight,
right.
blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, that being aside, we know that cardio, again, burns more calories than fat. So it's easier, especially if you're looking at like a six-week block or something like that. I think that study was done in 8 weeks. You're going to burn more total calories and more likely to be in a deficit and more likely to drop some weight. The issue is this. Okay, so let's say you're burning 300 calories extra a day doing your cardio.
Right.
Well, I could just have you cut out that 300 calories from your diet. You
Bingo.
Know, just don't eat the bagel. And now I just saved you all the pounding on your knees that running creates, all the stress on your back that, you know, and the hunching over a bike that cycling creates. I'm not demonizing either one of those. I'm just saying you don't need those things, and I'm clarifying that these do not have, cardio does not have any magical power.
And this is a really important discussion. Training. Exercise is not a good use for creating a caloric deficit. You know, those people out there who go, oh, I burned 300 calories today so I can eat this muffin. You know what? Don't eat the muffin and don't do the cardio. And you're in the same, you're
yeah.
in the same place. I agree with you 100%.
Exactly right. And so what you just did allows me to basically say the thrust of the book, and also is slightly different, is muscle is the shape of your body. So when we talk about, you know, being shapely, we're talking about muscle. When we talk about being toned, I'm using female terminologies, we talk about being lean enough to reveal that shape. So the thrust of the book is this. Eat well to be in a caloric deficit to reveal that shape, and do strength training to keep that shape and to build that shape.
Got it.
There's the thrust of the book right there. If we flip it and we look at the typical diet without exercise, then you're not building the muscle to develop the shape. And if it's the diet with cardio, based on some of these research studies, which we just pretty much debunked or clarified, well, you're not building muscle at all. Now, there is some research, to be specific, there is some research that total beginners and seniors will actually build a little bit of muscle in the initial weeks of doing cardiovascular training. But that's and most anything will work for total beginners and senior citizens.
Right, right.
And that's not who the book's designed for anyway.
Exactly. So there's another aspect to this that has to be mentioned, and that is a lot of the recent research that indicates I've been saying for 9 years on this show, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And
I like it.
The science is proving that now. That one recent study showed that men who maintain more muscle through the age 55 and women through 65 have a lower all-cause mortality rate than individuals who tend to lose muscle as they age. So we know that muscle is an organ. We know that it has amazing benefits to the body, health benefits to the body. And so what you're telling women to do, and men as well, is to train, use strength training as your modality for shaping your body and ridding yourself of that body fat so that you can actually see your shape. But at the same time, with an emphasis on that shape, because that shape is being created by the muscle of the body, which is going to keep you healthier anyway, the more of it you keep.
Absolutely. And the entire first chapter is on, you know, basically fat loss. It's not just for looks, or fat loss for strength training. It's not just for looks. And it talks about the health benefits of you know, fat loss. And, of course, we also have the benefits of strength training, which you did a great job of talking about and which are pretty well known.
Well, now there's one other thing that I want to ask you, and maybe this is a myth, and I've been hobbled by it mentally, but I've always thought that when you strength train, when you do cardio, you're obviously having an acute caloric effect on the body. You're burning calories right now. You're using energy right now. But when you get off the treadmill or the elliptical machine, shortly thereafter, your metabolism kind of goes back to where it was. But it was my understanding that when you do the type of strength training that you talk about in this book, moving fast, compound movements, that you actually bump the metabolism up for hours after the workout. So you are still, so when we look at strength training and cardio, we say, okay, you strength trained and you burned the 150 calories and you did cardio, you burned 300 calories. That's it. We're not going to evaluate. But hours later, if we look at the strength trainer, they continue to burn calories at a higher rate because their metabolism has been increased to some degree. Is that not true? Is that not proved in science?
Yeah, based on the evidence, that's true. It's called EPOC. EPOC means excessive post-oxygen consumption. So, yes, your metabolism is elevated, and it really has to do with the intensity of the activity that you were doing. And, of course, you know, strength training is more intense in nature than cardiovascular training is.
Let's do this. We have to take one last commercial break. When we come back, we will wrap up the interview. We're talking with Nick Tumminello. The book is called Strength Training for Fat Loss. You can get it by going to superhumanradio.com. Right there on the homepage, down at the bottom, you'll find a link for it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. If you love Aura MD like I do, you can save $90 off of a 7-pack. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look at the Carl Recommends area for trusted health products, Aura MD. We're talking with Nick Tumminello about his book, Strength Training for Fat Loss. Nick, how long will someone have to work at it using your book? What kind of results can people expect?
Well, we go by the average of, 1 to 2 pounds a week, depending on where you start. Obviously, everybody needs a little bit of a kind of a prep time. You know, you can't just go full steam, day one. So sometimes it takes some folks. This is just realistic advice from the trenches, getting things situated with the diet and getting regular set up with the workout. But, yeah, you can expect 1 to 2 pounds of fat loss per week following the guidelines there.
That's pretty good. And really, that should be – I was just going to say that should be considered realistic weight loss. People who strive to lose more than that, they're really losing more muscle and body fluids than anything else, right?
For sure. So, yeah, let me clarify two things in regards – we've mentioned this before, the difference between weight loss and fat loss, but let me really highlight that point. Remember we used to be, when it was the basically cut carbs, that was the real big thing about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about just a low carbohydrate, it was basically carbs are the demon, cut them out.
Right.
And we used to see the advertisements of lose 10 pounds in 10 days and things like that.
Yeah.
And those were actually true, and you already know this, but 1 gram of glucose, which is basically what your body turns carbohydrate into, if the listener isn't familiar, holds about, 2.3 to 3 grams per water, right?
Right.
So when you eliminate carbohydrate, you are eliminating a significant amount of water weight from your body, and sure, you can drop 10 pounds in 10 days if you do that. But have you really lost any body fat? So that brings us to the point where when we talk about, and again, I say this in the book, when we talk about weight loss, we really want fat loss because we certainly don't want to lose muscle. Muscle is the physical place where fat is burned. It creates the shape of your body, bone health, all the things that we've been talking about. So that's the key, is fat loss versus muscle loss. We want muscle maintenance and even potentially muscle building.
How long has the book been available?
It came out towards the end of March. It actually was sold out as soon as we Amazon got their first batch. It was already sold out, and it was already put on a waiting list. And now the second batch came through, and now it's fully easily available now on Amazon, both in Kindle version and in the hard copy.
Now, they don't sell out of the Kindle, right? I mean, that's a file that they can keep on selling, right?
Yeah, well, it was just on back order. As soon as when it was released, it was already on back order because the orders exceeded the first shipment. So, but it's fine now. It's not on back order.
No 1 or 2 star ratings. Almost all 5 star ratings, a couple 4s and a couple 3s. It has an average of a 4.5 star rating with 21 reviews. 82% of the people that rated it liked it. It's getting really, really good reviews on Amazon. There's no doubt about that. So I'm assuming that people can buy this book and use it as a workbook. And what I mean by that is there's not a whole lot of reading to do. You can get right into it, right?
For sure, yeah. So when I put the book together, I looked at three things or four things, depending on what your fourth criteria is. Number one, we're not going to try to provide any sort of faddish, unrealistic guiding information. One of the things I have one chapter on nutrition, and that's the thing. Part of the confusion with all the information, we're in the information age, and people are more confused than ever. Well, some of it's just an information overload and overly technical or all these secret strategies and whatnot. So I basically just get right down to business and talk about principles and give a general eating strategy, which I call complementary eating, with how to put your meals together. It's very practical, very, very sensible. And if you do that, as we discussed, you'll end up emphasize more nutrient-dense, healthier, more whole foods, and you'll end up burning more calories and consuming less just by using that strategy. One chapter tells you everything you need to know, not 500 pages worth of complex nutrition info.
I'll tell you, there's an exercise in this book that I've never seen in anybody else's book before. The Breakdancer's Push-Up.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've never seen that in anybody's book before. That's pretty cool.
Cool. I appreciate it. Well, that brings me to the next one, which was, I know people love lots of exercise variations and varieties, so there's a tremendous amount of those. If you just wanted to learn lots of new exercises and variations and ways to combine exercises, and nothing, you don't need any special equipment. Everything uses the basics that you'll find in any gym: barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells, cables, bands, and, of course, body weight. We actually have a body weight chapter for those who like to train at home or have minimal equipment, or for the times you're not at a gym. It's a tremendous resource for that. And also there's lots of workout programs. We have beginner, intermediate programs, body weight programs. I actually have another formula in there, what we call the Fat Loss 5, which is a circuit protocol that we use to really ramp up metabolism. And that brings me to this other point, is I wanted to give people a fresh view of training and something that is not bodybuilding. That's the idea. There's, the difference between strength training isn't always just for bodybuilding. So the concept of this book is the workouts are more interesting in regards to, they're not just the typical body part split. You do your chest, shoulders, and triceps on Monday and your back biceps on Tuesday and that kind of stuff. 3 sets of 10. You're not going to find that in this book. These workouts are much more interesting, more total body. The more muscles you work, the more calories you burn. So they're more total body, more interesting, and some protocols use time, other ones use repetitions, and so there's definitely something for everyone, regardless of your training environment or the types of exercises and modalities that you like. That's the cool thing about it. You can get creative as long as you are using principles to guide that creativity versus
right.
just to do things that you think are fun and, oh, I like this and I'm going to throw this out. So I give the principles that you must abide by if you want to keep the muscle, lose the fat. And then within those principles, there is room for variety. and then people can pick and choose which types of modalities that they prefer based on their environment or the way they like to train, and that's available in the book as well.
Very good. And, you know, strength and hypertrophy are mutually exclusive of each other. You can be very, very strong, but not necessarily carry a lot of muscle, and that's why I like strength training personally. I'm never going to be a bodybuilder. I'm never going to look like a bodybuilder. I don't have the body parts for a bodybuilder. But I can go in and lift heavy weight. And that, in my humble opinion, is an example of how robust I am, how strong I am, not from a lifting standpoint, but as an organism, resistant to assaults from my environment. So strength in and of itself is a very, very important factor. And if you can burn body fat by focusing on getting stronger, what's better than that, right?
For sure.
Really good book. I like it a lot. I like, as you point out, there are so, I mean, you've got more variations of exercise in here than Arnold Schwarzenegger has in his bodybuilding encyclopedia. I mean, it's amazing. And you got a lot of good body weight stuff in here too. So, you know, we talk about the importance of body weight training. There may be days where you can't get to the gym. You don't have to just totally pass on your routine. You can do some really cool stuff at home with just you and the floor, and that's it. And so you've got a lot of body weight stuff in here as well. It's a really cool book.
Well, I appreciate it. And as I say in the intro, you know, I wrote this, it's mainly for the consumer who has an exercise base, you know, the consumer exercise enthusiast. But it also is written with the fitness professional in mind. It's written simple enough that anybody can understand and utilize the information. But from the fitness professional standpoint, they can look at it and observe the programming elements and the way the principles are utilized to really get a tighter, fresh, more practical science-based view of how to program for their clients. So I sought to, you know, provide something that provides a fitness professional a smarter, more evidence-based strategy to put workouts together, not just randomly just, you know, kick the crap out of people, because anybody can do that, right?
Yeah.
But also put it in a simple and practical enough manner that the non-fitness professional, the person who doesn't know any physiology or anything like that, could easily read the book and resonate with it and find something that fits their environment and the way they like to train.
That's a great point. The fitness professional can use this book to help change up the way they train their clients. It's a great book. Go to superhumanradio.com. Down at the bottom of the left side of the homepage, you'll see Strength Training for Fat Loss. You can get the copy there. Listen, Nick, thanks for being on the show.
I really appreciate you having me, my friend. You brought up some great points, and I love learning from folks like you.
Have you ever heard of the show before you did the interview?
Absolutely. You've had some of my friends on the show before.
Who are your friends?
Other fitness professionals. Brad Schoenfeld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so his book's one of my
Wade Johnson is coming on next, and he said that you and him have to hang out sometime. I guess he's either listening to the show or he knows you. Which one is it?
Who did you say, Wayne Johnson?
No, Wade. Wade Johnson, who does the Get Strong show. Wade Johnson is a career drug-free powerlifter, and in his 40s has a 1,040-pound squat. I mean, he's just a real strong dude. He's coming on after you, and he just put up on Facebook, Nick and I have to hang out sometime.
For sure. Well, yeah, I've never met him, but I would be honored to meet him. And, yeah, I'd love to hang out with guys like that, pick their brain, and talk shop.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will be joined by Wade Johnson and Melissa Brown. And we're going to talk a little bit about the uproar that was created in the last Get Strong show, where we talked about the strong women out there and also strength training. We're going to kind of stay with it for women for a little while, okay? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. How are you doing, Coach Johnson?
I'm great. Great to be with you, Carl.
And we're being joined by Melissa Brown. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we're glad that you took the time to come on. We wanted to have some of the ladies on who had issues with the last show that you and I did. When we talked about the bumper crop of strong, sexy women, is what I called the show, that was showing up at these competitions breaking records. And I thought we were doing something great by doing that show. And I know you did too, right, Wade? I mean, I don't think.
I mean, I am very positive, and I stand behind everything that we said. Everything that we did was not to pigeonhole women.
Diminish or debase.
Not at all, because and the thing that I was clear about, all these women came in different sizes, shapes, flavor, backgrounds, whatever you want to say, however you want to call it. And the thing that was really telling, and you know me very well, I've judged and competed and been to tons and tons of meets. And one of the things that was very telling, that these girls all wanted to do well, and they were very competitive. But the thing, and again, that speaks to strength sports, especially powerlifting, was the camaraderie. You know, they all wanted to win, they all wanted to kick ass, but everybody was cheering each other on, and there was 70 female lifters. You know, and if strong is not sexy, you know, then what is?
Right.
You know.
The majority of women, including Melissa, responded to the interview very positively, but there were a small but vocal group who were like, you know, I don't like this notion of strong and sexy. You wouldn't say that to a guy. And the truth is, women do say that about guys. When women see Marius Pudnowski all ripped and muscular throwing 500-pound balls up on pedestals, they know that's sexy. But it's like there was a small vocal group that took us to task. Melissa, I want to ask you a question. You listened to that show, right?
I did.
What were your opinions of the show? Do you think that we did we speak inappropriately, or did we demean or diminish the importance of the new female competitors' contribution to strength events?
I don't feel that way at all. Actually, I felt celebrated and very empowered by listening to the show, and actually having the opportunity to compete with those women in the women's meet was so inspirational and one of the best times I've ever had. I've never been in a sport where women actually cheer each other on, encourage each other, and so I did not take the show to be demeaning in any way.
Okay, so that's interesting. I mean, she feels like we celebrated, and we really did. We were putting the spotlight on these women, because what I wanted to occur was there are a lot of women out there who aren't aware that more and more women are throwing their hat in powerlifting competitions, and we're going to talk more about Olympic lifting apparently as well. And I want women to know, hey, this is something that you can consider doing. This is something that potentially could be one of your sports. Wade, tell me about Olympic lifting. What's going on in Olympic lifting as far as the female influence now?
Well, like I said in the last show, one of the things that I have seen, I've been competing, you know, for 20 years. And as a competitor in powerlifting, as a competitor, as a meet director, like I said the last time, we had at one of the meets that I ran 5 female lifters, and we all applauded like we had accomplished something. What I have found when I threw my hat into the Olympic lifting ring is there's just as many women that are involved in that sport. And honestly, where I learned the most from my lifting is from certain female lifters. What I have found, like it or not, women tend to be so much more technically advanced. Now, what people may not know is Melissa and I have trained together, and we'll get into that later. But she is much more precise and is much more a stickler about form, to the point where I'll let stuff slide because, you know, I'm strong enough to get the weight overhead and go, yay, I got the lift. I mean, she'll be quick to point out, you know, that I suck and that I need to, you know, work on my form and stuff, or that I move too slow, or, you know, hey, we got to get this done. You know, this is going to be a long workout. You got to move quicker and that sort of thing. So, but what I'm finding, is you will see usually two, I'm not sure of the terminology, there will be a flight that is entirely female lifters. A lot of times they'll have the guys lift last. At the two meets that I've competed in so far, they wouldn't even have us warm up until noon, 1 o'clock, because there was that many female lifters. So you're seeing, and you're seeing more and more, that I can attest to that by the traffic on Facebook, you're seeing more and more women that are getting involved in strongman type stuff, you know, or strong woman. The sport's basically called strongman, so I don't know the appropriate terminology
right
there, but you're seeing it more and more across the board. And again, these are athletes, women of all different shapes and sizes, you know, and backgrounds. So it's very prevalent with Olympic lifting, in my opinion. That's what I've seen so far.
Melissa, how has strength training and even strength competitions affected you in your personal life? Where do you see it affecting you in your personal life? Do people respond to you differently? Do you respond to situations differently now that you realize you have this strength?
Yes, definitely. Before I started powerlifting, I was a cyclist and very, very skinny because that was sort of the end thing in the cycling world. And I got into powerlifting by accident. And since I have started this journey, I have a lot more confidence in my job, outside of the gym, even in the gym. I feel like I'm much more personable, not afraid to say what I think anymore. And I think that lifting weights definitely just makes me feel like a stronger person. And I have a very close friend of mine who is a teammate in Charleston who is very much the same way. Being able to lift that weight helps her in her job situation where she's an executive CEO of a huge company, and just that confidence has completely crossed over into her professional and her personal life.
That's pretty cool. Now, would you have thought that it was going to affect you this way when you first started to train like this?
No, I just thought it was going to be a fun sport, and I saw the guys doing it and wanted to jump in and learn how to squat properly and lift a lot of weight. I had no idea that it would cross over to my personal life in such a manner that it has.
Now wait. I want to go a little bit long in this segment. I want to stay with this just for a second. There are women out there listening to this show right now that may think that they'd like to try their hand at strength competitions, whether it be powerlifting or Olympic lifting. So let's give them a real picture of life for a second. What about family and friends? When they found out you were doing this, did they embrace you? Did they support you? Did some of them say, why are you doing this? You don't have to do this.
I've had a little bit of both. There are a lot of people who still think that if you are a power lifter, you're going to get huge and you're going to get bulky, and that is definitely not the case. As a cyclist, I had a hard time losing the weight, and as a power lifter, I can't seem to keep the weight on.
Interesting.
So,
that kind of goes hand in hand with the first hour interview with Nick Tumminello about strength training for fat loss. It sounds counterintuitive that strength training would lead to fat loss, but what you're saying is, in fact, that is what's happened to you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have had to change my eating. I have to make sure that I'm actually eating and getting enough protein, getting enough of all the macronutrients. Otherwise, I start to drop weight. And if I start missing meals, when I work night shift, I don't eat as well. Within 3 days, I will notice a drop on the scale.
Wade, what about you? You work with a lot of female competitors. How do they display a different, you know, a greater degree of swagger, for lack of better terms, than their counterparts who, you know, are doing Zumba?
I think that the thing that there is this, the big thing, and I think Melissa used a really great word, there is a sense of empowerment. More so than I would say swagger. There is this self-awareness that, you know, that you don't see in other situations. Again, I'll use, Angie Rush, who is a friend of mine that I coach in Huntsville. This is a woman that, you know, serves in the military. So confidence is not really an issue for her. She's also a mother of four girls. You know, but she, you know, it is something that she really sinks her teeth into. So when she comes into the gym, there you can see, you know, that she's very self-aware, and being strong gives her a huge sense of empowerment. That's the thing that I see more often than not.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to come back, and I want to talk about something else. I want to stay within the context of the discussion, but I want to talk about whether or not either of you think women who focus on strength really don't have a desire to project sex appeal to the opposite sex. Because I think that's really where the discussion has to go right now. We're talking right now with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the Get Strong show. We're joined by Melissa Brown talking about the bumper crop of strong, I'm sorry, I got to use the word, attractive, sexy, whatever you want to call them, feminine women who are throwing their hats into the strength competition ring. It's really, really a wonderful thing, and we want to promote it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural sports nutritional supplement company for the serious athletes. Their products contain no artificial colors, flavors, nor sweeteners, and only sweetened with stevia. Elisa loves Revival 411, their all-natural intra and post-workout supplement, which is a high-dose amino formula. Let's not forget their number one seller, Imminence, a pre-workout that is the most complete of all and natural products on the market. They specifically engineered this formula to aid performance by utilizing all necessary elements to help the serious athlete push past their limits. Go to trueiron.com. Use promo code SHR30 for 30% off. Okay, so when we were going into the break, I said we have to take the discussion here because this is what got us in trouble. So I want to point this question to Melissa because let's face it, Wade, you and I really can't speak for how women feel about things.
That's true.
Melissa, do you feel somehow demeaned or diminished by guys saying that you are sexy?
Not at all. I think I think that sexy is a mindset, and lifting the heavy weights and being in the gym is something that helps me feel sexy because it keeps my body in shape, keeps my mind in shape, and it just gives me that confidence that comes with being sexy. I don't think that's a demeaning word, not in my opinion.
Now, Wade, with the women that you train, and some of them are quite flamboyant women, I have to believe that they are not just exclusively worried about being strong in the gym. They have full lives. They go out. They want to attract the opposite sex. They want to attract people in general. They want to be attractive, for lack of better terms. Do you think that the women who participate in strength competitions somehow have become devoid of the need to be appealing any longer? That they are quite satisfied if they appear as the men in the competition?
I don't believe that for a minute. I think it's one of those things where, again, where it goes back to that sense of empowerment and being very self-aware. And I think, you know, Melissa said it as well as anyone, you know, is I'm in shape, I feel good about myself. And it's one of those things when it goes back to the old cliche, you know, you can't love anyone else until you love yourself. And, you know, as ridiculous or hokey as that may sound, I think it's very true. And when someone is empowered and when someone feels attractive, I think the sky's the limit. And so I don't think any of us, I've always said, for me, when I was at my height with my powerlifting career, that I just accepted, you know, the physique that the training gave me. But don't think for a minute that I just, you know, I didn't care or I wanted to be this giant, ugly ogre. Maybe that's what I was. You know, maybe that's what I am. But never for a minute, you know, is the goal, you know,
I don't care what I look like anymore because all I care about is being strong, right?
Right, and I think that's especially true for women. And, you know, I don't see that as a sexist remark. And I'll give you an idea as why. And Melissa can correct me if I'm wrong. I want to say the guy from Michigan Barbell, and I can't remember his name. Do you remember his name,
Kenneth
Melissa?
Richardson.
Okay.
Richardson?
Yes, Dennis Richardson. He took tons and tons of pictures. And this would be something you would never see at a guy's meet, or at least it would never have occurred to me. And we talked about this last show. You know, one of the things that a lot of the girls did is they all got their fingernails done, this big dramatic thing. There was the dramatic thing with the socks, which, you know, I can assure you Melissa is very much a part of that movement. And then different shoes and different shirts, hair, and all this other stuff. And, you know, so it clearly is something that is very important. Now, they want to be individuals. You know, they want to look and feel well. But I don't think for one minute they ever go, you know, I don't care if someone thinks I look like crap or whatever. I would find that very hard to believe across the board. I think it's still very important that they feel like they're attractive, that they feel like they look good. And I think that, again, the biggest thing is that by nature of what they're doing, they're confident, they feel good about themselves, and I think that's the major components of actually being sexy.
Yeah, and I agree. And I didn't think that we didn't mean any harm by using that word. But now the majority of the women that reached out to you, Wade, and I don't know if you can speak for any of them by name, but they were very positive about the interview, right?
For me, I don't know what you heard personally. I only had one negative, response.
Right.
Everything else was way positive. Everyone that heard the show, really, they liked the show. They thought, you know, that the whole concept, you know, it was really good because it came down to, it's not because some girl is skinny or she's got giant boobs or whatever the case may be. It's, hey, we're strong. We've busted our ass in the gym and we're competing and it's prominent enough that we have our own pro-am meet. And what is not sexy about a giant group of women that are empowered and confident, you know, and displaying their skills? You know,
what was that, Melissa?
I said, and a group of women that support each other and cheer each other on and give each other advice and are friends outside of the sport.
Well, and that's really intriguing because there's a lot of sports that women participate in that they really are not supportive of each other. In fact, they feel that because they're competing against each other, that they are not going to be well-wishers for the other person. So that really is interesting. And I guess it's because in powerlifting and in Olympic lifting, you're not necessarily competing against the other person. You're competing against your own skill set and abilities. Would you agree with that statement, Melissa?
Yes. That is what the sport is about. I mean, we are in weight classes, and we do, at some level, compete against each other. But even so, we are still there cheering each other on, watching each other break world records, giving each other hugs, high-fiving, doing all of that, being supportive of each other. And it's such an amazing atmosphere to be involved in that.
Yeah. Wade, do you want to speak to that real quick?
Well, I think it's something that you see on the male side as well. In one of the world competitions I was lifting in, my main competitor was the Canadian junior world champion, and he got behind during the squat, you know, getting wrapped and getting, you know, they were getting his straps up, and his handler was just frantically trying to get him to the platform where he wouldn't be timed out. And he goes up there, and his strap is twisted. And, you know, we're up there squatting at that time, you know, 750 to 850 pounds. And so it's at a very high level, very dangerous level. And as he goes to the platform, because I'm going to be squatting behind him, I stopped him. I straightened up his strap and made sure it was where it needed to go. You know, and a lot of people go, well, you're competing against him. And I go, well, I'm at the world championships. I want everybody to be on. And now don't get me wrong. There's never a time that I do not want to kick everybody's ass when I'm competing against
right.
them. That is my mindset. But I want everyone to do their best. And so that scenario that I give you, I think is something that you typically see, but more so with these women lifters. It was so much about, you know, for so long, we're still in a men's world, like it or not. I can't say that Melissa would agree with that, but we still live in a man's world. And this is still, the strength world is still considered a man's sport. And so seeing events like this, seeing the response, especially within the group of women, I think is very telling about where we're headed with sports and even a societal thing. You know, it's like women can be strong, women can do great things athletically and have a sense of empowerment and still be feminine
right.
and still be beautiful and still be everything that they've always wanted to be, you know, and what us guys expect them to be. It's just a better situation overall. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I really do. Okay, so I think we've discussed this well enough, and we have some good opinions on both sides, and there's always going to be people out there who disagree with us, and nothing we can do about that. So where can we take this discussion now, Coach Johnson?
Well, one of the things, again, Melissa and I both train powerlifting and have both competed recently in powerlifting, and both of us will be competing soon in Olympic lifting. And so it's something that, again, we're seeing more and more women participate in. And for me, Melissa's much more versed in the training than I am, as she will attest. Because for me, you know, my powerlifting is so ingrained in me that it's still what I do the most training of. And so I have struggled of late and have spent some time with her. She lives in Cincinnati currently, and Cincinnati Weightlifting is where she trains, and at CrossFit Conjugate, which is next door to the sweatshop there in Cincinnati. And so she's much more versed in the training. So I'm starting to learn how to break the lift down a little more, because basically all I do on my off days from powerlifting is I do some warm-up stuff, what I really thought, you know, was this intense preparation for doing the lift from the floor, and I've learned that I'm not. So it's one of those things where I think it comes back to, if you want to take it this a little different direction, is finding a coach or finding a mentor that can help you when you go into these different areas, because I know enough about the lifts to do them. It's not unlike my strongman training, you know, but where I'm really well versed is with the strength training and powerlifting. So a lot of what I'm learning is directly coming from Melissa and what she knows. So there's a lot of things to learn if you're going to step into the arena with Olympic lifting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have to take a break. I want to try to get back on the clock here. And so you're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We're being joined by Melissa Brown. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Get Strong Show. We're going to be busting some myths here in a couple minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about Olympic lifting first, Coach Johnson.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, good. Take it, because then we want to go back and talk about something that we kind of glossed over, which is the fact that Melissa was a cyclist and had a hard time getting lean. Think about that. And now she's into strength sports, and she has a hard time keeping her weight up. And we want to get deeper into that because that's more of the diet myth that women fall into. All right, go ahead, Coach.
Well, I think one of those things that I just wanted everyone to pay attention to, whether you're a female or a male lifter, is we've always encouraged on this show is to seek people out that can assist you. If you decide that you want to become a power lifter, then you contact someone like me that can help you and give you some guidance. And while I know how to do the Olympic lifts, I also I would be foolish to think that I know enough on my own to not seek out some guidance. So I've had Melissa's coach, and I know his name is Chris. Melissa Kirk, tell me what his full name is.
Chris Cleary.
Chris Cleary. Ton of experience, ton of different meets and contests, and is a great coach, really good guy. And he has been very, very helpful, I know, to Melissa, but he's also been helpful to me, just giving me some pointers, you know, pointing out some very specific things that I can do on my own to improve my lift. So what I wanted to do is encourage everyone, you know, find that person that can help you. You know, we'll spend money, we'll buy an energy drink or two, which I'm guilty of every day, and in a month's time, you'd be shocked at the money that you'll spend. And a lot of these coaches, myself included, are very, very affordable. And so if you're willing to invest in stimulants to help you train or just get through the day, you know, take some of that money and invest in someone helping you. And what I wanted to also talk about is the amount of work that it takes with the Olympic lifting. You know, me being, you know, someone that is total elite in a couple of weight classes, and I can give you this list of stuff that I've done, but that's not really relevant in the Olympic lifting world, I can assure you. Those people do not care how much I've back squatted in the past in gear. They don't care. And, you know, Melissa and I have been to a couple of meets together. We were at a meet this past weekend, and you're seeing, you know, these guys that weigh less than 200 pounds that are outlifting me. You know, so it's very humbling. And spending some time talking to Chris and talking to different Olympic coaches and spending time in the gym with Melissa, the amount of work and conditioning that it requires is just an immense thing. Yeah. And again, this is where, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. The person that I'm leaning on is Melissa. She's the one that's teaching me. You know, when it comes to powerlifting, you know, school is in session and she, you know, looks to me. But right now, you know, I'm having her break stuff down, you know, when we train together. So the long version of what I'm trying to say is, find that person that can help you, you know, find a mentor, find a coach, spend some time investing, you know, in some coaching, because that's the thing that has taken me to another level.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we talk about that on the show all the time, that if you're not making an investment in your sport, you're really not in a sport. That's the bottom line. Okay, so Melissa, this is going to be really enlightening for the women in the audience. So, during the beginning of the interview, you said that you used to be a cyclist and you had a hard time staying lean, right?
Correct.
And were you doing carb loading and stuff like that at that point in time?
I was eating a ton of carbs because that's what you ate as a cyclist, especially the night before a race. You would go eat as much pasta as you can and you would have some chicken, a little bit of protein, but it was a lot of carbs. You had to take the goo packets or some kind of sugar packet with you on your rides, because we were doing anywhere from 3 to 5 hour rides.
And those goo packages, just for the record, are nothing but corn syrup. So
correct.
Okay. All right. So now let's fast forward to you become a strength athlete, and now you're having a hard time keeping weight on. Are you at some of your leanest as you've been since you've been an athlete?
I am stronger and leaner now. I was just skinny when I was a cyclist and never felt very good.
Right.
I didn't have very much lean muscle mass, and I have a lot more now. At this point, I'm probably 19% body fat.
Okay.
But I feel good. My hormones are working. I'm sleeping and I feel great.
Now, wait a minute. I want to stay with, hold on. Don't wait. So are you saying that when you were a cyclist that you were not sleeping well?
No, I slept terribly. I was on every sleep medication there was.
I mean, medications, pharmaceutical drugs we're talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just implied that your hormones are better now. Did you know did you miss periods when you were a cyclist?
I did.
Really?
Yes, I had a very irregular cycle, yes.
And that's amenorrhea. Probably, that's dangerous. That's actually very dangerous.
Yes. I was 20 pounds less than I am now, which was way under for my height and my body type.
Okay. And so now, in the strength game, you're finding it hard to eat enough every single day, and yet you are, would you say you're in better shape now?
Definitely, yes.
Do you like your figure better now?
Very much so. I fill out my pants. You know, I actually have shoulders. I actually have muscle now, so I look a heck of a lot better now than I did back then.
What would you say to women out there who fall into the category of, you know, I get on the scale, I can't lose any weight, I know I'm just not going to eat for a week and do nothing but cardio and Zumba? What would you say to them? Are they making a mistake? Are they going at it the wrong way?
I would say that's the worst thing you can do, because that's what I did for 7 years as a cyclist. Definitely get into strength training. Definitely start eating. You have to be smart about what you eat. It's not a recipe for you to go out there and just eat every cookie and piece of candy and cake that's there.
Right.
I mean, you do have to mind your diet, but you get to eat real food and you get to eat it often, and you feel so much better when you have that muscle mass, lean muscle mass. It just changes your life and the way you view yourself and the way you view the world.
Now, talk to me about sleep for a second. So since you've been strength training, how long have you been strength training now?
3 years.
Okay.
About 3 years.
How quickly did your sleep correct itself once you started strength training?
Once I actually got the diet to where it needed to be, to where I was actually eating enough food, It took no time at all. It probably took me a year to get a grasp in my mind on actually eating that much food, because when you go from not eating much of anything to actually eating food, it seems like a lot in the beginning. So once I actually started eating the calories that I needed, it took no time at all. Within probably like 2 or 3 months, I was able to sleep to where I take no sleep medication at this point, and I have not for about a year and a half.
Did you have to go to your doctor and say, hey, I don't need these meds anymore, or did you just stop using them yourself?
I just stopped using them myself.
Would have been nice to have that discussion with your doctor. I mean, to say, hey, I don't need these meds because
right.
I'm powerlifting, I'm eating a lot of food every day, and boy, I feel great.
This is true. I'm a nurse, so nurses aren't good about that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's even better. So you have a good perspective
yeah.
on that. So, okay, yeah. so, there's a lot of women out there who don't sleep well. There's a lot of women out there who don't like their bodies, and they're starving themselves thinking that that's the answer to getting the body they want. The reality is, and I got to say something else, even within the physical culture community, there's a lot of women who train hard, but they still don't eat enough, in my opinion. And that's why they don't lose the body fat. They don't sleep well. And because they still fall prey to the scale. So here's my question to you. How often do you weigh yourself?
I haven't weighed myself in 2 weeks, so I will just every once in a while pull out the scale just to kind of see where I'm at, and as I'm getting near a competition, then I need to have a better idea of where I am.
Is that because you have to make a weight class, or is it because you want
Correct.
To make... Okay. So the reality is you don't care about your weight anymore except for a weight class.
Correct.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It is, and I'm the heaviest I've ever been. Like, I've never seen, I'm 164-ish, I think, I don't know, and that's the heaviest I've ever been in my life, but I actually want to get up to 170, but I'm just putting the scale away for right now until a couple weeks before my next meet.
Now, wait, the women that are going to listen to this show are going to say, oh, my God, you're 170 pounds. It's important for you to understand that, listen, I got to believe that 170 pounds or 160 pounds, you look better, more shapely. But you look better than you did when you were starving yourself.
Correct. I mean, I was 135 pounds, and I had zero muscle when I was that skinny.
So you probably look smaller than you did back then.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Look smaller.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I have more of the V shape. Like, my shoulders are more muscular, and my waist looks smaller, and my legs are finally where I would like them to be.
Right.
So, yes.
Really? That's really a problem. Wait, that is really a promising statement, because there's so many women out there starving themselves. They don't sleep well. I mean, and all it takes is start eating more and exercising. I mean, this kind of resistance training more.
Well, and this is the thing. Again, I wish people were privy to our private conversations, or at least some of them, not all of them. But the biggest thing that I find with any female clients, the first thing I tell them, women have the propensity to underfeed and overeat. That's the biggest thing that we overcome. Women will work out. I mean, they'll.
Wait.
No,
you said
question.
You said underfeed and overeat. What is the difference? Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay. Well, what happens is they starve themselves first. The biggest mistake anybody makes for your typical day to day life is go on a diet. It is not a natural situation. It is not a lifestyle. So anytime somebody goes on these super low carb diets and they do it for 8 weeks and they lean up and then they go out and they eat a box of macaroni and they blow up like a balloon and they don't understand what happened, because there is, it is not a lifestyle. So the first thing I try to teach is we're not dieting anymore. We will have a food plan. And we're going to have a food plan that will ebb and flow based on what our needs are, but the structure of it is going to be part of your lifestyle. I mean, because a diet is not something that you maintain, you know, for years on end or even weeks on end. Now, it's a whole different ballgame for the bodybuilders or whatever the case may be. That's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about day-to-day life. Now, to be specific, women will underfeed, and that means, like with Melissa, what she's finding out is when she fed her body the nutrients that it needed, it responded, it grew, and she got stronger, and she got more fit, and she got more shapely. What happens in a lot of times is that women will not feed themselves properly, but we overeat all the wrong things. We'll all have a bowl of pasta, or I'll have some fruit and a cracker, and that'll be, you know, I'll do just enough to stave off being hungry. And what it does is it promotes fat storage, and we tend to eat the wrong things, especially women. And again, you know, everything that they do training-wise is cardio-based. And, I mean, how many overweight people, we've all been to several commercial gyms, how many overweight people do we see burning up the cardio machine that have these huge aerobic capacities, but their body never changes?
Right.
And a lot of that is strictly due to how they train, and even as much as how they train is how they eat.
Yeah. No, great point. All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We're being joined by Melissa Brown. I hope a lot of the women who are listening to the show get this message. It's really an important message. Starving yourself and doing hours and hours of cardio is not going to give you the body that you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Welcome back. You love colostrum like I do? I have 40 grams of colostrum pre and post workout. I love this stuff. And you can get a kilo for $200. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Carl recommends area. Look for Immunodynamics. Click it and use the coupon code SHR and the number 2 to get a kilo of first 6 hour certified colostrum for $200. Great stuff. Okay. How do you want to wrap up this show, Coach Johnson? I think there's a lot of good things that were discussed today. And really, it looks very promising for women in strength competitions in the future. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with it. And it's one of those things where I'll give you an example with using Melissa at her recent powerlifting meet. And Melissa, make sure I'm right. She squatted 310 pounds. And this is at 165 pounds of body weight. Now, I'm going to give away something. Melissa is also a master aged lifter. And I'm going to tell you why that's important. It's not important to point out that she's a certain age. What is important to point out is there is no time that's too late. If you can lift weights, you can get involved in a sport. Age is not a restriction. So being a master age lifter, and she's lifting raw. She's using wrist wraps, knee wraps, and a belt. There is no bent shirt, there's no suit, there's no briefs. And this is someone that's a nurse, you know, that works 12-hour shifts a lot of times overnight and can squat 310 pounds, you know.
What are the other, again, Melissa, what are the other nurses that you work with say about your newfound love for strength? I mean, are any of them thinking about joining in, or are they all just standing back and watching you?
Some of them mention it, but nobody to date has actually joined in. A few have actually joined CrossFit, which I think is wonderful for them. But they all still say the same thing. They're afraid they're going to get too bulky. There's no way I can do that. Oh, my God, you're so strong. But today I've not been able to get anyone to actually join into it.
Have any of them come to your competitions?
I have had a few friends in the past that have come, yes. And they're always inspired by the competitions and the meets, but it's just hard to get them to actually commit to the training.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's very promising, I got to tell you, because I see something else growing here, and that is more women who get into strength sports, the healthier women we're going to have as they age. You know, more women end up in institutions than men because they outlive men. And then they lose the ability to be ambulatory. They fall a couple times. The kids say, hey, Mom, you can't live on your own anymore.
Yeah.
And they spend the last 10, 15 years of their lives in an institution. And it doesn't have to be that way if you stay strong.
Well, and again.
Go ahead, Melissa, and then we'll have Wade chime in. No, go ahead.
I totally agree. Unfortunately, my grandmother went down that route, and I've promised myself that I still want to be in the gym when I'm 80 or 90 years old, and even, I mean, doing whatever I can possibly do and being the best that I can be at that time in my life.
I agree.
That's my goal.
I agree. Wade, what were you going to say?
And does that sound familiar? I mean, my delivery obviously is not as polished as hers, but, you know, I want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can, you know, and as I approach turning 50, you know, clearly I'm not as strong as I used to be. You know, not only the lighter body weight, you know, but Father Time eventually catches up with all of us. But don't think for one minute that, you know, when I turn 50, you know, Lord willing that I'm alive and healthy and can compete, I will trust me. If you're 50 right now and you own a powerlifting record, I am coming after it. I can promise you that. But the bigger point is none of this stuff has to go away when you reach a certain age. You keep digging. Let's talk about your video that you posted. You put it on my timeline. You know, that's not something you see every day. A guy get on one of those power squat machines and do several hundred pounds. And you weren't on there doing three plates a side. The thing was full.
All right.
You know, and let's both of us, we're not young men anymore.
No, I'll be 56 in June, and I'm just 28.
Okay, well, but my point is that you're in there and you're busting ass and you're getting it done, overcoming what was a very terrible injury that a lot of people would go, well, that's it. I'm too old to do this. I'm not going to do anything, you know. So that, again, I want, with using Melissa as an example, you've got someone that's master-aged who is pursuing an elite total and is also national caliber as a master lifter in Olympic lifting. And so, you know, and as a professional, you know,
right.
We're not, you know,
yeah,
so
she doesn't, she's not staying home all day and just training.
No.
Yeah, she's got a job. Yeah.
No, you know, and is very busy, has an active lifestyle. And that's the thing. That's the thing. When we had the last show is finding ways or avenues, especially with women, because that's been what our focus has been the last couple of shows, is not to be pushed away and to overcome the myths of if you get strong. We're talking about a woman here that squats and deadlifts 300 plus pounds. And is not big and bulky, doesn't look like a man, is strong, is sexy, but is confident and empowered. So what I want is to give you these classic examples, you know, like Melissa, like Angie, you know, and other people where they're mothers and they're professionals, they're service people, you know, and they're strong and they're beautiful and they're sexy, and you can be big and you can be strong and sexy, or you can be like Shanna, I can't remember her last name, who weighs 95 pounds and can still deadlift 300 pounds.
Right, that's pretty
good. Who is also a mother.
Right.
You know, so, and it's like these myths of eating, I'm going to eat like a bird so I can be thin, is BS, you know.
But the problem is, as long as you have people out there like Tracy Anderson getting large audiences to listen to her message on shows like The Wizard of Oz, telling women that they should not lift more than 3-pound dumbbells. And meanwhile, keep in mind, she trains Gwyneth Paltrow. Last year, Gwyneth Paltrow was hospitalized for a bone fracture due to osteoporosis. How old is she? Is she 40 yet? And she's got and she trains and eats the way this girl Tracy Anderson tells her. This girl Tracy Anderson is a nut.
It's asinine. I'm sorry. Quote me. Quote me. Please quote me.
Yeah.
It's asinine.
Yeah. So anyway, great discussion. Great show. Melissa, nice to have you on the show. And hopefully we haven't pissed off anybody else.
For a minute.
Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks for being on the show today. Coach, plug your websites real quick.
You can find me on Facebook. The Ogre Compound has a Facebook page, and then I've got my personal page. And then weightliftingdiscussion.com has a forum on it where you can see my training, and you can see Melissa's as well as some of the other people that I coach. And then you can always reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
You know what's funny? I kept bugging you to change your email address to supersquat1040@yahoo.com, but now you may have to leave it at 800. Because you're not squatting 1040.
Because I'm not. 1040, we will never see that number again.
You know what? I don't think that's true. I think that if that was your goal, you could see that again, but it would take you a couple years.
Well, I think one of the things Melissa and I talked about, she was at the meet that I competed at recently, and didn't beg me. She tried to shame me into trying an 800-pound squat, and I had hit it in training, but it was just a very, very tightly judged meet. And so we've talked about it, and I've talked with Wes about it, and I've talked with some of the guys, that ultimately what the goal is going to be when I turn 50, regardless of whatever age bracket I'm in, that I will go and get new custom gear. Keep in mind, when I squatted the 750, it was in a 10-year-old suit.
Right, it didn't even fit you, I know.
Oh, no. And the idea will be is, you know, I want to focus on, I'm still doing the powerlifting training, but I'm also doing a lot more Olympic lifting training. And I, like Melissa, I'd like to qualify for some of these, master aged, international events. So just as a feather in my cap kind of thing. And again, what I hope is, you know, to inspire people, you know, my age and older, that, you know, never to quit. But ultimately, my long-winded response to all that is, when I turn 50, the goal is going to be to squat 800 pounds again.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So, that's awesome. Listen, thanks for being on the show, Melissa.
Oh, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And Wade, we'll see you soon, okay?
All right, brother. Always good to be with you.
All right. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Nick Tuminello for coming on and talking about his book, Strength Training for Fat Loss, which really echoes this exact discussion that Melissa Brown just had with us about strength training leading to a better body, a leaner body, and a stronger body. You can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com. It's at the front left side of the bottom of the homepage. Check it out. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Super Human Radio. And thank you for listening.